Nebraska Extension Almanac.
As producers start getting in the swing of calving season, the health and well-being of newborn calves is of critical importance. Along with that is their nutrition for the first day. Nebraska Extension educator Aaron Berger says that first meal of colostrum is critical not only to the calf's health and well-being after birth, but can affect their performance for the rest of their lives.
So we think about getting ready for calving and we think about cows and their first milk, which is colostrum. Colostrum really is a critical thing for that newborn calf. So I think it's important to understand that the quality of that colostrum actually is going to be happening much earlier than at the time when that calf is born. That colostrum, the antibodies that are present there, that's being formed by that cow prior to calving. And some things that we need to remember around that is cows that are in adequate to good body condition. Body condition being a 1 to 9 point scale. We like to see cows in at least a body condition score 5 at the time of calving and first calf heifers be at 6. The quality of the colostrum that's there is going to be better on cows and heifers that are in good condition. And that colostrum has antibodies in it that are especially important for that newborn calf. The newborn calf does not get those antibodies in utero, and so that first meal for that calf really is critically important. The antibodies that are present in colostrum really are only able to cross the gut of the calf in the first 24 hours, specifically the first 12 are the most critical. And so it's important that that calf get up, get its first meal, and that first meal is really going to provide and set that calf up for its health for the rest of its life. And so some good quality colostrum there is critically important. For calves that maybe are in a chilled situation at a time of calving due to inclement weather, or maybe we have a scenario where we needed to assist a cow or a heifer at calving, we sure encourage people to go ahead and milk that cow or that heifer out and go ahead and give that colostrum to the calf either through a bottle or an esophageal feeder. And again, producers should work with their veterinarian if they have questions around how to do that, but that really ensures that that calf gets that first meal in a timely way, and especially calves who have been through a stressful birthing process. They're going to be probably slower to get up, slower to nurse. Going ahead and delivering that colostrum to them right away just help to ensure that they get a good start. It's kind of hard to believe that one event can be so impactful, but there's been some good research done on a number of fronts where looked at the level of immunoglobulins in a calf's blood, looking at 24 hours after birth, and that's primarily going to be indicator of did that calf get adequate colostrum when it was born from a quality source. For those calves who have low passive immunity, that can impact them throughout the rest of their life, not only as calves, but also as they go on to be fed and then harvested. Those calves that have lower passive immunity, that impacts their weaning weight and also impacts their performance even on through harvest. And so it seems kind of intuitive that it's really important that first meal be a high-quality colostrum to make sure those calves are healthy. You know, one of the things that sometimes we're in a situation where maybe we don't have access to be able to milk a cow out and get colostrum, it's also good to have on hand a high-quality replacement product. And make sure when you look at a replacement product, you have a conversation with your veterinarian. Talk about the difference between replacements and supplements. But a good quality replacement product, while they can be expensive, can also be really important to provide to a calf if you're not able to milk out that cow or heifer and provide the natural source as the option.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.